This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The state Supreme Court handed down a major victory for mental health advocates today. The justices ruled unanimously that the state was violating the rights of residents held against their will by not giving them a court hearing within 3 days. People often wait days or weeks for those hearings under the current system. The decision now puts pressure on the state to come up with a solution. Here to talk through the ruling is Gilles Bissonnette, legal director for the ACLU of New Hampshire, which filed an amicus brief in this case. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Peter.
Let's talk through the specifics of the case. It was filed by a woman identified only as Jane Doe. She spent more than 2 weeks inside of an emergency room awaiting transfer to a specialty psychiatric hospital. And all that time, she didn't get to challenge her confinement.
Absolutely. And that's what the court found was problematic in this case. And this is really a significant victory, frankly, for mental health advocates in New Hampshire. For years in this state, in part due to a lack of community-based mental health treatment options, individuals like Jane Doe, who may be suffering from mental health crises, have been involuntarily housed in hospital emergency rooms, often for weeks, without probable cause hearings, without access to state-appointed counsel, and without a timely opportunity to contest their detention.
The problem of people languishing inside ERs awaiting transfer to a specialty hospital, how severe is it?
It's incredibly severe. It's been going on since 2012. We've had, frankly, a massive wait list in this past year amid the COVID pandemic. And just as of last Friday, 44 adults were waiting in hospital emergency rooms. This is a crisis that's not only been going on for years, it's going on right now, and it's an emergency. And we're just so thankful that the court has recognized the humanity of these individuals who are waiting and the fact that they have rights.
And you said 44 adults. To what extent are children caught up in this as well?
Children are as well. 14 children were waiting as of Friday as well. So this impacts not only adults, but children too.
So with this ruling, the court's essentially saying these hearings have to happen within 3 days. But in practice, how does the state solve this issue? Is it going to take more psychiatric beds or having the hearings maybe remotely from inside the emergency room? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the state, frankly, needs to take steps to immediately comply with this order and provide timely due process. The state's had ample time to address this issue. Advocates in the state have known that this problem has existed for years. In fact, this crisis goes as far back as 2012. And within a year of the crisis emerging, you had the great folks at the National Alliance on Mental Illness raising alarms. But the problem persisted, and the ACLU ultimately filed a lawsuit in 2018.
Yes, that case in 2018 was different from the case that was decided today. That one was a class action suit filed in federal court by the ACLU over the same issue. Can you tell us where that case stands now?
Yeah, so there are two separate lawsuits on this issue, in fact. And the first is a federal class action that we filed in November 2018 to address this issue. And in response to that lawsuit, a federal judge agreed with the ACLU's position and concluded that due process was triggered when the involuntary emergency admission began, even if the patient was in an emergency room. That decision from the federal court was in April of 2020, so a little over a year ago. But that decision wasn't fully complied with, and we continue to litigate the federal case. So that case is still ongoing, raising federal constitutional claims. The case decided today is a little bit different. While our federal case has been pending, Jane Doe was involuntarily detained at Dartmouth Hitchcock ER and didn't receive a probable cause hearing until 17 days after her initial admission. And this all occurred despite the federal judge's order in our case.
So what is the ACLU going to be doing going forward to ensure that the state complies with the justice's ruling?
Well, we're going to not only continue our efforts to ensure that the New Hampshire Supreme Court's decision is complied with, but we'll continue our efforts to litigate our federal case, which raises serious federal constitutional claims concerning the practice of detaining individuals involuntarily for weeks at a time without due process. I want to highlight, Peter, the fact that we're talking about real people here. These aren't just numbers. Hundreds, if not thousands, of Grand Estaters now who for years have been subjected to this practice of not being given timely due process. They have families, they have work responsibilities, yet never had a timely opportunity to contest their detention. So just imagine what it's like. Imagine if you're Jane Doe, you're in a windowless room in an ER being involuntarily detained. You want to leave to be with your family or go back to work, but you have no ability to do that. Instead, you're told that you have to wait until a bed opens up and that this process could take weeks. As one Superior Court judge said in oral argument in this case, that's Kafkaesque, and I agree, and I'm just so grateful and thankful that the Supreme Court rejected the state's view and frankly recognized the humanity of individuals who are being subjected to this process.
Gilles Bissonnette is legal director for the ACLU of New Hampshire. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Peter.